Yeah, and it's Kirk Minahan and Troy Brown. How are you this morning?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, what's up, little buddy?
Man, I'm good, man. What's good?
Man, you know me. I'm just excited to be having you on the phone right now, man, on the show.
Yes, sir. Hey, man, I'm excited to be here now.
You should be.
You know me.
So let me jump into yesterday's game, man, against the Miami Dolphins yesterday, and, you know, talk about how excited were you when you got the score from the Houston Texans Indianapolis game yesterday.
Well, I think the first thing that we was mostly excited about is how we came out and played the game. I think we pretty much did exactly what we've been looking to do all year long. You know, besides they had a pretty good game against Houston. We had a good game against Houston. But I think yesterday we kind of put it all together with the conditions that we had. And I still think we did exactly what Coach wanted us to do against, a tough division rival. And, we went out and took care of business, did what we had to do. And then also once we came in and, got the final score of the Colts-Houston game, that was a blessing as well.
Yeah.
So, I think everything fell in place. It's sad that we kind of was leaning on other teams to take care of business for us. But unfortunately, it worked out in our favor, though.
Yeah, exactly. And you talk about the conditions yesterday, and kind of a two-part question here, Deion. You talk about getting off to a fast start, and that was a problem you guys had the past few weeks. And yesterday you talk about the conditions. We saw you guys fail on fourth down early in the game, and that took away the great start for me. It was an okay start for you guys yesterday, not a fantastic start. So talk about the conditions and talk about the start of the game and how important that was to you guys.
Yeah, I mean, the start was pretty good. You know, I wish we could have got back a play or two here. I think when we stumbled at, we kind of lost our little momentum from first down to second down and then second to third down. You know, we didn't put ourselves in a great position to get the third down and also put ourselves behind the eight ball with the fourth down conversion. But I think once we got to the sideline, we made our adjustments. We came back out, drove it down, scored. We did what we set out to do with that one. But overall, you know, the conditions and stuff, we were fully aware of it. Friday, Saturday, Saturday at the meetings and stuff, Coach pretty much warned us. And, you know, most of the time, it's hard to predict the weather.
Yes.
But once we got to the game, the weather was okay. It wasn't as bad during the pregame. But then once the game started, the wind picked up a lot, which kind of alters your game plan just a little. You know, the wind blowing so hard, you can only do so much.
Yeah.
And I think both teams know that. Now it's just all about who's going to go out and, outpower the other team, and which we did that yesterday. And that's what we set out to do, be the most physical team on the field and, take control of the front line on both sides of the ball.
Yeah. You talk about the wind and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You went for it on fourth down, your very first fourth down of the game. And then we saw the Miami Dolphins going that same direction in the second quarter, try to kick their first opportunity, and we can kind of got an idea why you went for it on fourth down at that point in the game.
Right. And see, that those things change the game plan a lot. You can look at it, second and third down is – second down is technically your first down. Third down is technically your second down. So you get what I'm saying? That's the thought process behind it, when we're driving and actually the plays that we're designing. So when we're trying to get a first down. If we're going in the direction of the wind and it's third and five, if it's second and long, we're trying to get it to third and manageable so that just in case we want to go for it on fourth down, make it third and five, and then if we get 2-3 yards, now we can go for it on fourth and two versus fourth and eight and nine.
Gotcha.
Patriots receiver Deion Branch joins us here on Mark Maloney, Kirk Minahan, and Troy Brown. Deion, you played 60-plus snaps yesterday, the most since you've been back here this season. Part of that, we think, is because of Lloyd's knee. When did you know you were going to have an increased role in this game plan?
No, I don't think that was the most this one here.
Really?
Nah,
this year?
The most. Not this one, no.
When was
it? The week I came back last time.
Oh, really? Okay, how about since you've come back, it's the biggest role. Were you aware, at least during the week, that this was going to happen?
You attack the game the same. We go to practice, and everybody practices as if you're playing the entire game. So regardless of me, Lloyd West, Slater, Julian, whoever's out there, we got to roll with the guys that's on the field. And you know, just all about opportunities. And, you know, Coach said, hey, just stay in. You do this and you do that. And if Brandon can go, he's going. If Wes can go, he's going to go. So, you know, I practiced as if I was going to play the entire game, and that's what pretty much happened.
Hey, I know the answer to this question already, but I got to ask you anyway because I'm in the media now.
Mm. Yeah.
What was with Lord yesterday? I think he caught one pass on five targets. Couple balls bounced off the fingertips there, here and there. And, you know, I don't really know what his injury was. I mean,
right.
You know, other than he was just cold.
Yeah, Dion, tell us the specifics of his injury. And if you would, fax us a picture of the x-ray.
I don't know the specifics.
Oh, well, all right, fine.
I don't know his injury.
Yeah.
I don't know his injury. And, you know, from the looks of it, he looked good to me on the field. You know?
I've caught a lot of flack over the past few weeks for getting on Brandon Lawyer.
Yeah, you
so
don't
hard.
Like him. You don't like
and
him.
And he showed me up. I don't like him. I do my job, man.
I understand. You know? I'm saying he's a player. I understand.
I tell you
understand.
What, good competitive football players, they get pissed about it, you know, but they take it as advice, too, you know, and maybe I should look at this part of it, you know, and see what Troy Brown is talking about. You know, not that I'm Jerry Rice or anybody or anything like that, but, you know, I know a little something, you know, about –
right.
Oh, I know this is New England. It's going to be cold outside. You just got to buy. That means you're going to have a home game in the playoffs. It's probably going to be cold.
So
you just have to kind of figure out how to play in that stuff, you know, sooner or later.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. Trust me.
You ain't got to answer the question, Deion. I know what's up.
Deion, are you near Brandon? Can you put him on the phone? Troy wants to talk.
No, I'm nowhere. No. I'm by myself right now.
How about Gronkowski? What'd you think of Gronkowski yesterday?
I think Gronk looked good. I think he looked good. You know, I think the coach did a great job of, you know, doing the things with managing him and doing what they want to do with him and getting him in the game plan and stuff like that. And trust me, he's the same old Gronk, man. He's a big kid. He's a big kid, and I know he was having a lot of fun and glad to be back out on the field.
Well, watching him yesterday didn't look like old Gronk as of yet, favoring that arm a little bit. How important you think having the bye is to get him ready to go for the playoffs?
Well, I mean, it's good for him. I think it's great for all of us, you know. You know, everybody got a bunch of bumps and bruises here and that we can kind of rest up a little bit and try to get as much treatment as possible so that we can give ourselves the best chance possible to go out and put the best game on the football field next week sometime.
Troy had asked Logan Mankins earlier in this hour about this. I was wondering the same thing. Were you guys keeping an eye at all on the Kansas City-Denver score while your game was going on? Or
and you know what? I think somebody was warned. They never showed us the scores.
That was
during the game.
Bill took care of that. He took care of that during the week, didn't he?
Yeah, I think that thing was nipped in the bud early.
Somebody got threatened to getting fired if they showed the scores of the games.
We just saw a couple highlights right after halftime of the Indy game.
But you didn't know what the score was.
Yeah, I mean, we saw the score. I mean, they showed that.
Oh, that's crazy.
Went crazy. So that was a plus. But we never saw anything with the Denver Kansas City game. Anything.
Well, exactly. And you know, you talk about those type of situations, man. It's got to be hard as a player. I mean, you saw the Colts score come through, you know, them winning. But it's got to be hard to look up there every once in a while to see what the Kansas City Chiefs – just for the first quarter alone.
Human nature,
you know, because
right?
You got to think if the score was like 28 to nothing or 35 to nothing in the first half, that Bill would start pulling some guys out of that game.
All right. No, because I think overall, like I said, all of along, the last couple of weeks, we haven't been playing the type of football that we've been setting out to play. And I think finally we did it, and at the same time, you know, that's what we want to put on the football field. You know, not only just for us, but the fans. And trust me, I know that the fans have been a little disappointed by some of the performance and stuff and the way we've been playing. But I think overall, just so that we know exactly what we're looking like so that we can build off of what we did yesterday.
Yo, Deion, we appreciate the time. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Enjoy the bye week.
Hey, got to ask you, too.
Oh, go ahead.
Every weekend from whenever, that I'm going to be on here, reservations, I know reservations. Some people turn theirs in after the 49er game, and you were third, fourth seed maybe. You know, and now people are like, some people are calling back saying they want to try to get their reservations back. Don't know what to tell him to do. Logan didn't give you much advice on what to do.
New Orleans.
You know, what do you got on
New Orleans, Louisiana.
Oh, New Orleans?
Yes.
Well, shoot, we play in New Orleans when? Tomorrow? So, I won't be able to make it. Louisville play tomorrow.
Gotcha.
forget it. Thanks.
All right, little buddy. Appreciate it, man.
I appreciate it.
All right.